Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
I am Iron Man.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Run, runner, run, runner. Going faster, miles an hour. Gonna drive fast and stop and shop. With the radio on. I'm in love with Massachusetts. And the neon when it's cold outside. And the highway when it's late at night. Got the radio. Dark outside. I'm in love with Massachusetts. I'm in love with the radio on. It helps me from being alone late at night. Helps me from being lonely late at night. I don't feel so bad now in the car.
Good morning.
Good morning, Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh my God, Medford and Somerville. Hey, and Somerville.
Hey.
Let's not discriminate.
This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're a little late this morning.
Just a tad.
Yeah, there's like no parking anywhere on the street. And last time we drove here, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got a ticket, you guys. I got a ticket from Tufts University.
That was crazy. I mean, like, that was, listen, I can vouch for Sophia. There was no indication of
no sign.
There was nothing that said like no parking. Anyways, I like, I'm personally of the mindset that she should fight it.
Of course I'll fight it.
Literally,
of course. I'll fight it. I have fight
evidence. To the last tooth
the
or whatever.
Pictures, the aerial shot of the car, no sign, no indication.
No, I immediately wrong. I walked in that car. I was like, Sophia, you got a ticket. Immediately got out and took pictures. No, because guys, they just can't do that kind of stuff to you.
They can't. They can't be playing these games. And it's a rainy morning today.
It's a, oh
let's
God, no.
Some slack, you guys.
No, exactly. Hopefully they do.
Hopefully they do.
We're praying here.
No, this. I mean, it's not even that early in the morning at all. But,
I know. Again. We were really just discussing this, you guys. How it's really not that early, but we both woke up like. I was eyes on the ceiling, body starfishing, kind of being like, this is it. Like, this is my last moment on earth.
You know, I had a similar experience this morning, and I drove us over here, and I parked the car. I already told you about my anxiety about getting another parking ticket.
Yeah.
And I see some guy in a vest on the street, and I immediately say to Elia, park. He's ticketing us. He's going to ticket us.
We're going to be next, she said. We're going to be next.
It wasn't an enforcement officer. I'm just projecting.
Wasn't even close.
Anyway.
So that's the kind of morning that we had. I had a silly thought, but I can't. I can't quite recall.
Do we have a song queued up?
I have one single song.
Perfect.
I didn't cue it, but I can. I'm ready to put that thing on. Put that thing on. Okay, then we're gonna start with some Erykah Badu.
Today.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know me. This one.
Perfect.
Maybe you already knew the song. I didn't know it before hearing it this weekend, and I'm really a big fan. So we're gonna start off with some Erykah Badu, and then you know maybe we'll go off of those kind of vibes. So.
Excellent.
Okay, guys. Really, really amazing chatting with everyone. We'll talk soon.
just bees and things and flowers. Just bees and things and flowers. Just bees and things and flowers. My life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
We can keep making up and breaking up and breaking up. Col chic dans les prés, fleurissent, fleurissent. Col chic dans les prés. C'est la fin de l'été, c'est la fin de l'été, c'est la fin de l'été.
If you want.
Wow, beautiful song. Hey, everyone. Hey,
oh my
everyone.
God, I just...
you blacked out for a second.
I got distracted staring at all the art in this beautiful room.
Yeah, you guys really should check it out if you have the chance.
Wait, did it make a sound when I hit the actual physical mic?
What? Is it not working?
It makes a sound. No, it's
okay.
Working.
Okay. I'm scared for a second because I was like, looking at the mic thing, it says on. Yeah.
You know what? You know what time it is. Sorry, I got you off. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was literally just gonna talk about the mural, but we can talk about that after.
Okay.
And our tagging.
Let's get into it. I can't speak. Let's get down to business first, and then we'll talk mural. All right, it's PSA time. Numbers to think about: world wealth distribution. Of course, the world's eight richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined.
Really?
This is an old study too. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison... The
poorest half of humanity.
It's not funny.
I know it's not funny, it's just the way she said it.
In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually.
What?
While income from many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh my God. We've talked about this, guys.
There
we love the numbers to think about ones.
Love the numbers to think
you
about.
You think about those numbers. I think about those numbers all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need more of that same variety.
Yeah, we'll put in a request at WMFO.
Hitting you with the hard facts.
That's really insane, actually. That's a lot of wealth. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's unimaginable.
Yeah. Anyways, I was kind of confused about how the numbers switched around in the middle, though. But that's none of my business.
Anyway, I hope that shocked you awake.
Yeah, jolted out of bed. Do any of you wake up to WMFO in the mornings, I wonder? that would be such a cute thing. I saw there was like an alarm clock. Maybe Sophia, I showed you this or we saw it together. That was like an alarm clock that goes off, and as it goes off, it makes you coffee.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of money. Like, it was like $400 because it's like also super nice coffee. But yeah, like the idea is that you wake up, and then by the time you're, like, actually properly awake, you have a cup of coffee sitting there for you.
That is nuts.
That's delicious.
Delicious.
My best friend from home, her parents preset the coffee machine to go off at a certain time every morning. Like, the type of coffee machine we have. I don't know if ours can be set, but, like, if you guys have, like, a pot coffee.
There is one button.
I know. And that button is, like, on and off. It's literally that. No, but yeah, theirs, you can set it. And I was like, that's actually genius.
Wow.
You come downstairs, you want to even know the pot of coffee is steaming.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we got to get ourselves one of those.
Yeah.
Investment.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah. My last thought on the topic is that if you guys didn't know, I'm a student. We're both students. But where I was going with that was specifically that I am a student at the art school. And I have a studio this semester, which is really exciting, actually. But I haven't decorated it, and, like, that's already really embarrassing. Because, like, everyone else has, like, beautiful studios, and mine is just, like, bare walls, but, like, stacks of wood everywhere. Like, that's, like, the only thing in my studio right now. But I was, like, I really, like, need some supplies there. Because, like, I'm there the whole day, and then things are expensive, and the cafe doesn't have very much food. So I was, like, I should bring my little coffee maker, the Nespresso that I have at home. I don't know, because I don't know if anyone uses it. I was thinking about transporting it.
Nobody uses it.
Yeah. I think there's a possibility that Paige does, our roommate. Because she might have bought some separately. But I kind of might have to be like, hey, I got to move this thing.
That's your one piece of decor.
No, my one piece of decor. And, like, people are going to come hang out with me. Because, like, I also, like, I'm like, ooh, like, I want friends. You know what I mean? So if I have this, I'm like, hey, guys, like, want a coffee? Bring your mug.
Yeah,
let's chat.
No,
I have all the dairy and non-dairy options.
No, that'll be a magnet.
Friend magnet.
Wait, so how are people decorating their studios?
Well, I mean, like, mostly people just, like, obviously, like, sometimes they're decorating it with just, like, their own art. So they're, like, if they're painting on the walls, etc. They're just like hanging it there. But none of my stuff is like hangable. But sometimes they put up just like, I don't know, like some, they have like inspo pics and like, it's cute. I should really send you guys a video. It's yeah, really cute.
I want a video tour.
You guys should come, honestly. Cute. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay,
let's
and go. Then we can yeah. That felt right. Oh, don't worry about that. Okay, guys. Nice chatting.
Don't you think I need the truth? always drunk in San Francisco. I always stay out of my mind. But if you've been to San Francisco, they say that things like this go on all the time. It never happens nowhere else. Maybe it's the air. Can't really see. And what's more, I don't care. I'm always drunk in San Francisco. I'm never feeling any pain. But tell me, why does San Francisco just like a lover's kiss go straight to my brain? I guess it's just the mood I'm in that acts like alcohol, because I'm drunk in San Francisco and
part of me. Ooh. You're not like other girls, or is it my imagination? This pounding in my heart, girl, is all because of you. You got me tripping out over you, babe, over you, little mama. I'm tripping out over you, babe, over you, babe. Let me be your slave, because I want to worship you. I'll do anything you say, anything you want me to do. To me, you are a queen, and I'm your knight in shiny armor. Standing guard over the love you've given me. Tripping out over you, babe. I'm going crazy for you, mama. I'm tripping out.
Ooh-wee, you trip me out.
I'll be quick. Hey, everybody. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for an amazing show.
Thank you.
For whoever called us. We're sorry. I didn't realize. So if you want to call us again, we'll be here for another minute. Thank you all. You've been amazing.
In 2 weeks.